Fred Film Radio, when East meets West, Trieste, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the co-production market in Trieste, when East meets West, and I have with me again for the second time and the final time Alessandro Goplero, the head of the market. Thank you, Alessandro, for being again with us. I know you're tired.
I'm super tired.
Thank you, Chiara. Good morning. Yeah. I'm still in my pajama now, so I'm trying to recover from all the efforts of this long edition of When East Meets West. Yes.
But I know that you're very happy because this year was a success. I haven't been in the previous years, but I know that this year you really had all the best distributors, producers, and worst sales that you could imagine. So from my point of view, it was a success.
I have to agree. It was for sure one of the most successful editions, and also one of the most, I would say, emotional editions, because it was really, really a very nice atmosphere with really nice people and a lot of fun.
And I remember that when they announced the winner, the project that won the scholarship and the development award, I saw your face and you were very, very, very touched.
I was very touched and very moved because actually, you know, you have been scouting projects for all the year. And then when you see that some of your favorite projects are awarded by an international jury with whom you didn't have the chance to really explain your reasons. I mean, they are always completely free to choose their best projects, and I have to say that I was really, really, really happy with their decision, and I really hope that all these awards will help these projects to become very, very good films.
As I told you before, and as you anticipated, but I saw it with my eyes, and the perfect thing about When East Meets West, there was a perfect correspondence between the selected projects and the possible future co-producers or world sales for these projects. So
yes,
they had the right people there at the right time. So
exactly,
they just had to pitch their project in the right way, and the rest was done.
You're completely right. This is exactly the concept of When East Meets West. Bring the right projects for the right people and vice versa. So we know that this is the added value of When East Meets West.
Plus, I would like to cite Doreen Bonkamp's word, the head of the Netherlands Film Fund, that said that she loved it there because the difference from, for example, a big market like DFM was that she could actually meet people and talk to them like more than 5 minutes and really get into the project and know about the project more and in depth.
Yes, you're right. Also because actually When East Meets West is growing, but we want to keep it on a very, let's say, not too big size. So we have in the end 300 participants every year. This was really probably the biggest edition because we had an increase of participation. But in 2 days and a half, everyone has the chance to speak with everyone, because everything takes place in the same venue. There are many, many events. There are many side events. And I think this is also very good for the people attending.
So what are the projects that won a prize?
So the projects that won a prize were a Macedonian project, won the EAVE scholarship to attend the EAVE European Workshop for this year. And the project is called Crani. Then we have, for the first time, the Filmore Emerging Talent Award, which is a prize of 5,000 euros in post-production facilities. And that goes to a Belgian project called Coreur. Then we had a special mention for a documentary, which is called Never Give Up, a very funny documentary, which will take place in Italy, and it's produced by a Czech Republic production company. And finally, the award for the When East Meets West Development Award went to a Bulgarian project called Endless Garden by a Belgian-based director. So this is also the match, how to see or exactly this project really needed the Belgian money and Belgian producer, co-producer.
As I promised in our first interview, I want to tell you that my favorite project were really Crani, the Macedonian project and never give up. It was their pitches
were
amazing. And
I do agree. Totally.
So I plan to follow the steps of this project till the realization of the film, because I really want to watch these films. So I can't wait.
Yeah, I really hope that soon this project will be made. And I have to say that I'm very proud, and actually this is also something very interesting to say, that the conversion of our projects presented in Wedding Smith's West in production and then in films is really high. And for example, this year in Berlin, at the Berlinale, in the Panorama section, we have two films that were presented in two previous editions of Wedding Smith's West. One is called Bright and one is called Fever. So I'll keep you posted about all the other ones.
Yes, please. And hopefully we'll meet in Berlinale. And for my last question, as we promised our listeners, we want to know the next focus for 2015.
Well, the next focus is still confidential.
On the radio,
I can tell you, even though it's really confirmed 99%, it's not 100%. I will have to work a lot in Berlin just to understand if it's the right choice. But we are planning to go to the English-speaking countries, so UK, Ireland, and maybe some surprises. We will see. We have still to define the right, let's say, geography for the 2015 edition.
As Christina Trapp from IAVE told me, you won't be disappointed. And I have to say that I totally agree with her. So I really like the new focus. So I can't wait to be there next year.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to welcome back in Trieste.
Grazie, Alessandro. Thank you so much. And thank you for being again with us. I know you're tired, so thank you for your precious time. And I hope to see you in Berlinale.
Thank you, Chiara. Bye.
And I would like to thank Alessandro Groplero, head of When East Meets West in Trieste. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.